Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I feel led to describe the suffering I went through this week, about 4 days. Suddenly, I felt absolutely terrified to write this book. And I felt like a failure. I felt like I was not capable. And I finally understood it was an assault from the devil, accusing you day and night. But I spent hours overcoming it. Because it was so kind of vicious. And hours declaring his victory and then a lot of time restoring myself to the right place, if that makes any sense. But Christ is victor. And this, I want to go into this next writing thing with the warfare already accomplished. And that's absolutely one reason why it happened to me. I underestimate always the hatred of Satan for the things we're doing, John. We are a soul group in the mountains. We're not famous, not big, but
the concepts and the topics that we're hitting are some of the highest.
Yes,
the exchanged life is it. It is the
and
gospel.
Christianity doesn't know it.
And
my heart is for that one because most Christianity doesn't know it. I read something from someone that I really follow and love the other day, and I went, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not even talking about Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Right.
So you don't know it.
So there's that. There's the bride, which we are all being prepared as a bride. And if, you know, I mean, obviously, there's people that have taken it off into weirdness and stuff like that. But I want to know about the bride. I want to know about the Lamb, if that's his nature, mm-hmm. you know. And sovereignty. There's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Who's talking about sovereignty? Sovereignty is how we really stomach everything mm-hmm. that's going on in this world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how we can bear it.
How we can bear it.
And yet, on the other hand, those who don't want that subject
mm-hmm.
and are so confused by it. It's a topic that you sort of have to understand by faith.
I say that this book tackles the very difficult truth that the greatest and most lasting revelations of God come out of the hardest crises of man. It is called the Sovereign Touch, and it reveals why we can and should trust God with these crises and hardships. It is just going to get more difficult. The times are going to be more trying and more crisis.
And perilous times,
absolutely
great suffering.
That even he says in Revelation, if it was possible, even the very elect would be
mm-hmm.
deceived.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's pretty big.
That is, and there's reports from my book on forgiveness that are really encouraging, and what it's doing to transform lives, and so. And I've heard from two people in distant places in the last month that have so encouraged me that they are reading and hearing and knowing and with us.
Right.
And we don't even know.
Right, exactly.
We don't know how many and who. Mm. And so, John, do you have anything more to teach us about listening?
Well, I mean, I would just attest to the fact that it is a hugely valuable and honored position to go waiting and listening rather than to go thinking and doing.
You know what I see in that, John, is you're one. I'll give this secret of the bride. the secret of who qualifies for the bride is going to be a humble servant. The Lord is looking for a humble servant to take to his heavenly kingdom. And what you're doing is going as a servant, waiting for the orders, waiting for the word of your master. You're going as a bond slave, John, utterly owned, utterly surrendered. And it's a state that you've developed through practical life. You've talked about it recently. And it's serving the sheep and serving these people up here as a shepherd.
Right.
Many others as a shepherd. But you have the posture, the mentality, the habit, the ingrained perspective of being a servant. So you're going to the Lord as his servant. You're not going to get something so you can have something. You are going absolutely abject posture before him as his servant, the slave of his mind and his will. And so that's why you're getting such riches.
Well, one of the first messages that I heard from you was about Christ the head. And that message, it comes out of the Spirit and the Wind messages. And that message resonated so strongly with me because I realized, yes, Christ does have to be head of his church for it actually to function as church. And so I'm bowing when I'm going, I'm bowing and listening for the head.
Right.
I'm looking for the head. See, that was an initial impartation that you gave me that the Spirit brooded over and worked into my life because I needed it. I needed the stillness. I think that that's one of the things that prevented me from being a listener is that I wasn't still. My mind wasn't still. I wasn't still. I was vibrating inside. And the Spirit has just done a work to bring a stillness and a quiet that I can sit. And I'm not, you know,
Jittery. And jumping in.
Yeah. I mean, before I could say, okay, I'm going to sit and listen, but I was vibrating. Now I can sit and listen. And I'm like, if you speak,
it's evident.
It's great.
It's evident. Uh-huh. Well, you can be in utter silence and you are not present.
No, I'm waiting.
You're empty. You're willing to be empty.
Completely. And that is a huge part of it. And I would recommend it because it's a treasure trove of spiritual life and him. It's just, that's where you can access it.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Absolutely.
And someone taught me recently, it says, and I will be exalted above the heavens, and I will be exalted in the earth. Mm-hmm. And when this man said, when you are still and let God be God, then he rises.
Right, exactly.
And he is elevated, and that's what happens. He is elevated for you, and he reigns. And
I think he's willing to allow us to flounder and flop about and until we wear ourselves out so that he can do that rising.
Mm-hmm. So the reason I wanted to ask you this is because you demonstrated to me how you're getting this writing, and I hope it's how I do too. I don't know that I do it as well as you do, but it's obvious that you have come to, the Holy Spirit has gotten you to the place to be still so that he can be this vast God of the heavens and of the earth too, over you and over your writing. It's very exciting.
It came with a price, but it's worth it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't all glory and bubbles.
And it didn't happen overnight either. It happened over years.
Yeah, it's
years.
Been a process of 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
At least directly this part of my life.
Well, I thank you for being open and sharing. And
thank you for being willing to look and see what I was doing. Because, I mean, you know, I wouldn't have said, oh, this is what I'm doing. It was because you pointed it out that I knew what I was doing. And for you to see it and then value it says a whole lot about you.
Mm. Mm. Well, I feel like you're teaching me as an example, and it's...
Well, you imparted it. You gave me the impartation of it, and then now it's being displayed back for you so you can actually see it in a life outside of your own.
But you came under that mantle.
Yeah.
And you received me, like, and served me so very much, more than I can even talk about. So I hope it blesses people there who want to express their faith and just hear him and write down what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I have several people I said, wait, stop, I'm going to write down what you're saying.
It's exactly, we do that a lot.
Yeah, we do. So we just bless everybody who's willing to listen to us from the North Georgia mountains.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.